we had this little journey off to the Parliament of World Religions. Now, I first heard about it when, about 10 years ago, it was in Barcelona. And then last time, it was in Australia. And this time, they dropped it down in Salt Lake City. So Sheila and I went. There were a number of us from Unity Walnut Creek that were there. Garrett was there. It was wonderful to see him. And we did get a chance to get together. We had breakfast together last Sunday at the beginning of the first service and said a blessing to everybody. So quite a experience in touching and seeing the hearts of these magnificent beings in so many different expressions of their spiritual growth and search. Indigenous elder woman from Australia, a priestess from Scandinavia, Native Americans that opened and blessed a whole part of our service. Magnificent sharing by Buddhist monks. There were so many. The man that was the president of the parliament, imam. Now, for those of you who may not know, imam is the clergy of the Muslim tradition. Wonderful imam. Just magnificent heart that led our experience. 9,500 people, over 60 different religions, hanging out together for a whole week without a problem. Now, and there were some magnificent moments of learning there. One of my favorite was that I realized after being at the parliament and viewing these great religions of the world, so my perception has changed. So it now goes a rabbi, an imam, and a minister walked into a bar together. And I got to admit, that thought went through my mind as I was sitting there watching a rabbi, an imam, and a minister share together. These three men had, they'd come together after 9/11, and part of it was to be in support of the Muslim community as they went through the reactions that people had towards the Muslims and Sikhs and others that acknowledged their religion in a way that's publicly identifiable. And certainly I felt as though one of our reasons for being there together was for our love to be a part of the healing of the pain that they have experienced in the many hate crimes that have impacted their world. But as these three people were sharing, one of the things that was most meaningful to me in that was, you know, they started out kind of exploring the things you do when you're from different traditions. But then they decided to look more deeply. And what they wanted to know was, what is at the core of your tradition? What is it that's at the core? What is it that is the practice that the people of your faith are really about? And I was surprised when the rabbi shared that as he looked at the depth of Judaism, so he looked at its teaching and its practices. The core practice and focus of his religion was the experience of oneness. The experience of oneness. Now, just a moment ago, we were focused very intentionally, as we do every week, on our experience of oneness. We were focused on that connection of oneness through our hearts with people around the world, because we understand that as spiritual beings, we are one. We are connected together. We are a part together of this unfolding that is taking place on our journey through planet Earth. I remember when I was chair of the Board of Trustees of Unity Worldwide Ministries, and our Board of Trustees was meeting with the Board of Trustees of Unity School, which runs Silent Unity and Daily Word and those service aspects of Unity. And so we had in this room these leaders from around the country, actually from around the world, that had been a part of Unity many, many years in their lives. And so from these people, one of the questions came up, what is Unity about? What is the real core focus? And most of the people in that room said that our core focus and practice was oneness. Oh my God, I didn't know we were Jewish! So then when the imam went to answer that question about what was the focus of their religion, what was the focus of their practice, because the Muslim religion is less known to me than some of the others. And as I have read and tried to understand that beautiful path, I really was eager to hear what this man had to say. He said that the core practice and principle, the focus of Islam, is the experience of compassion. Compassion. Now, what I realize is the Buddhists are better book publishers, because they've got everyone thinking that it's Buddhism that's about compassion. And that's because of the wonderful presence and consciousness of the Dalai Lama in the world. And he had intended to be there with us. Because of his health, he wasn't able to. So he had a special video from himself to the parliament that we were able to experience together. Beautiful experience. But what happens is, I also realized that if you look at Jesus' teachings, every one of his examples of how we relate to each other is an example of compassion. It is the very core of Christianity. But then I understood. We've had a wonderful expert on the Quran that is here in the area, Ijaz Naqvi, and he's written a book on the Bible and the Quran. He's been here in our prayer services, and he did a wonderful class for us. And I remember being in that class, and he was sharing with us how the Quran says that when they speak of God, they speak of God the compassionate. And I asked him, I said, in Unity, we speak of God as love, but we aren't saying that God loves. We're saying that God is love. That love itself is the expression of God. And he said, that is true for Islam. He said, God the compassionate is a mistranslation. It's actually God is compassion. So in compassion, this beautiful practice and teaching around the world is calling people into the experience of compassion with one another. And I remembered then, oh yes, next year at Unity, we've already designated it as the year of compassion. Oh my God, we're Muslim. And so then I was curious what the Christian minister was going to come up with. But I wasn't surprised. As he said that the core focus and teaching of Christianity is unconditional love. And I would understand that as being the truth. That is my understanding of that core focus. And so that the work within that following of the teaching and focus and consciousness that Jesus brought to the world is the work of getting to that place of unconditional love. Now that requires a particular practice that we call forgiveness. And I recognize how beautifully communities of faith have brought that into our experience. I think of the experience of the Amish community when the young girls were killed in their schoolhouse, and the response of the parents and the Amish community was to go to the family of the gunman with forgiveness and love, because they knew that family too would be in pain. I remember the amazement that the news actually chose to carry. The experience when the man was arraigned who had taken the lives of the African American people at the prayer group in his hate crime. And at that arrangement, how the judge had opened that courtroom for the families of that church, the families of those people, to express to him. And what they expressed was forgiveness. There are many great challenges in our world. When I hear the solutions that are proposed, I hear no real answers. In what these people have expressed, coming out of the wisdom of their faith, is the only real answer that I've heard. That's which takes us to releasing the judgments by healing ourselves and each other, is where we move from our world of conflict into one of harmony and peace. Unconditional love. And one of the greatest inspirations in that was the sharing from the Sikh and Muslim community in the forgiveness that they had extended as many of their people have been killed in the hate crimes that have followed the focus upon terrorism and violence. Beautiful consciousness of love and forgiveness. And of course, my goodness, we here at Unity are in the year of forgiveness. Now, the one thing I can tell you is that has been very powerful. And Reverend Sheila and I have made an agreement, we will never do a year of forgiveness again. All our stuff comes up to get forgiven. And what a meaningful and beautiful and powerful journey that has been, because it is a journey into the consciousness of unconditional love. And it is there that the beautiful fulfillment that these teachers within their religions were sharing. Because what happens is, through unconditional love and compassion, we experience our oneness with humanity. That's a truth. Through unconditional love and compassion, we experience our oneness with humanity. It is through that that suddenly our hearts open, our spiritual beings open, and we connect with those who have had to share that part of life's journey. And our compassion reaches out and we experience oneness. We experience oneness with people around the world who look different, speak different, live different, and yet we have shared this spiritual journey together. And we touch that oneness through the power of our unconditional love and compassion to each other. Powerful, powerful spiritual journeys. So as I look and recognize, well, I may be Jewish, and I may be Muslim, and I may be Christian, and I realize, not really. We are spiritual beings on a spiritual journey in a world governed by spiritual law, and we are awakening to bring forth that divine power of love. That's what we're here for. And what a gift it is that there are so many paths of wisdom that help us get there. So many paths and people of love and integrity that are present in this world right now, helping this consciousness to move from the struggle we see into the wholeness and potential of humankind. What a beautiful truth to know this simple thing. Through unconditional love and compassion, we experience our oneness with all humanity. That's what we're about. Join me in that. Through unconditional love and compassion, I experience my oneness with all humanity. Just touch that beautiful truth. Wow, what a thing to know. Once again, through unconditional love and compassion, I experience my oneness with all humanity. Wow. What an experience. We came in for this. That's why we're here. That's why all those judgments have to be wiped out so we can stand in that place of unconditional love, that compassion that connects us. What a journey of the spiritual being. And what a magnificent job your beautiful hearts are doing in making it real for us all. Bless you.